I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for day four as we seek after God's will in this week's weekday meditation. You know, meditation is not something that is foreign to us. Meditation has been around all the way back into the Old Testament. David knew what it was like to meditate on the voice and the word and the knowledge and the presence of God. And today I invite you to join me into a time of meditation as we chase after God's will. One of the things that I love about the stories of Jesus found in the Gospels is that it always calls out something from us, including what our will might look like. One story I'll be preaching on in the next few weeks is found in Luke chapter 5, beginning of verse 17, where Jesus heals a man that's paralyzed. He's never had any strength in his feet, ankles, or legs. He's never walked, but he does have some buddies. And so Jesus, clearly the crowds know that he's going to be in a home, and he'll be teaching and preaching, and a lot of the big shots from the church are there. As a matter of fact, so many of them that other people can't get into the house. And these four guys come bringing their paralyzed buddy on a sleeping mat, and they try to get him in, but they can't, so they take him up on the roof. They cut a hole in the roof. They lower this man down, and Jesus says, "Young man, your sins are forgiven." Now, this is fascinating because they brought the man to be healed physically, but Jesus takes it one more level because God's will always be a matter of the heart. Jesus goes straight to the heart and he deals with this man's sin, realizing that the people in the room are like, he can't do that. He says, what's easier to do? To say, I forgive him of his sins, or to heal him of his palsy? So he tells the guy, you know, get up, take your bed, go home, and you're healed. And everybody's a little freaked out, but they're also amazed. One of the things that I call us to before we meditate today is to remember that Jesus will always call us to a matter of the heart. You know, Jesus was making a point that it is well with this man's soul. It is well that Jesus stepped in to do the most important work of this man, and that was heart work. And then he came along behind and dealt with all the other physical needs. My friend, the will of God is always a matter of the heart. Today, what is it that the Lord needs to do surgery on your heart about? And whatever that is, to be in God's perfect will, we've got to allow him to take and do a little heart surgery today. So join me in this time of prayer. God, I thank you that I can trust you. I thank you that each listener and each participant in this weekday meditation has the opportunity to let you do a little heart surgery on us today, that you might lead us and guide us and direct us in such a way that we might find it not always easy to follow your will, but to trust it. And know that you're dealing with our heart first, and all the other things will follow suit. For it to be well with our soul is for it to be well with our heart, Lord. And so today, would you take my friends into your perfect and wondrous will in the name of Jesus. So I want to mind the time, and over the next few moments, I invite you to start by taking a few deep breaths with me. To find a place of quietude. Find a place of solitude and allow yourself to hear nothing except the voice of God as he prompts you into matters of the heart. Remember, as you listen for God, sometimes his loudest voice is as he tugs on our heart. And don't try to explain it away, and don't try to scientifically understand it. Simply receive that as God's wonderful providence in our life as he's directing us more and more in alignment with him. Let's draw another breath. And now I invite you to take a few moments and allow the promptings and the direction and the voice of God to give you clarity today. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in a few moments. Man, there is nothing like spending some time to hear from God. Later today, you might even recall this moment of clarity, and you may even need to repeat it multiple times. What I find in certain days that I need to find quietude and solitude on a regular basis so that I can let God do the heart work in me that I know nobody else, most certainly myself, cannot do. I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow for day 5 about chasing after God's will on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in.